Responsibilities linked to the state's archive collection is moving from the Secretary of State's office to the State Board of Regents, which oversees Georgia's public colleges and universities.
This move will allow us to take advantage of the size and scope of the university system.
Christopher Davidson, the director of the Georgia Archives, says there's also going to be a $300,000 boost for the budget. Diane Canestra, the president of the Friends of Georgia Archives and History, says this is more than just a bureaucratic move.
Increase the access to the public by two additional days, and they will be able to begin conserving materials again, which they haven't been able to do in just a couple of years.
The archives were established 95 years ago and hold about 80,000 cubic feet of records.
It's our history as a people. It's the history of our state. There are a lot of documents that can be used in county land disputes, where boundary lines lay. I could just go on and on and on.
The move is scheduled for July 1st. John Lawrence, WABE News.